curds are taken off.
That cheese. Cottage cheese.
Did your mother make pie-like things in deep dishes? Make them out of fruit, perhaps?
Oh, yes, in a converse. Got it.
If you went in to eat between meals, what would you say you were going to do?
Oh, I didn't say I want a bite to eat. I need a bite to eat.
And this morning at, oh, probably about 7 o'clock, you did what?
I ate breakfast.
An apple.
Is that all you had? Well, I guess you couldn't eat much that would be better for you. If relatives come to your house and they look hungry, what would you ask them?
Stay and eat.
And in the morning, when your mother got up, she'd go to the kitchen and
cook breakfast.
What would she get first?
Cleaning.
Or what would she do first when she was cooking breakfast?
I don't guess quite understand what you mean. What would she do first?
What was the first thing she'd start?
Oh, first thing mother always started, water to boil.
For?
Coffee.
And if you wanted a drink, what would you ask for? A
drink of water.
What would you get this from?
What would you get it from?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll ask a different question. If you had a thing like this, what would you call it?
Oh, man, we call them glasses.
If you dropped the thing and it was in 1,000 pieces, you'd say it's
broke.
If I brought you this drink, let's say you brought me this drink of water, and I turned around and when I turned back the glass was empty, what would you ask me? Have you?
Ask you several things. You want another glass of water, or did you have all you wanted? Or
let's put it a different way. Let's say you turn around, and when you turn back, the glass is empty, and you've had it. And if I said, "What happened to the water?" You say,
"Oh, I drank it."
And let's see. You came in here about an hour and 15 minutes ago, and you went over to the chair, and then you
sat down.
If someone is sitting at your table and he's rather ill at ease and not taking anything, what would you tell him?
Sat at the table and he's ill at ease and not taking anything.
Uh-huh. He's just sitting there. The food is in front of him in the serving dishes, but...
Oh, go ahead, help yourself. Make yourself at home.
And if somebody offers you food, but you don't care for it, what would you say?
No, thank you.
No, thank you? Hmm? What would you call food that's cooked one day and then served the next day?
Leftovers.
You want to go check on something?
No, I was just having an
idea. Well, as busy as you are. If a child takes a big mouthful of food, you can tell him to take a smaller mouthful next time, but make sure that he
chewed it.
Then after he chews it, he can
swallow it.
Did your mother ever take cornmeal and put it in water and boil it?
Mush.
Uh-huh. Was this just cornmeal, water, and salt, or?
As well as I remember.